morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimek, and it's my pleasure to be with you here on this Thursday, this chilly Thursday. Let's warm things up with some prayer, and then I'm going to tell you about the show that we have in store for you today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for bringing us to the beginning of a new day. Father, we are grateful for your presence in our lives. As we think about it, you're the God of the universe. You created everything out of nothing, but yet you desire a relationship with us. Thank you for that. Father, we've got a lot of issues, problems, difficulties, challenges ahead of us today. Well, we're going to give them all to you and ask you to help us, get through them. Help us to feel your peace, even in the midst of struggles. Help us deal with the challenges we will face today, and help us be a light shining in the darkness, so that when others see what we do and hear what we say, they'll be drawn closer to you. Father, we lift up all those who suffer today, those who are sick, those who are on the verge of despair, those who are in despair, those who have lost hope. We lift up the anxious, the homeless, the homebound, those who are confined to prisons. We lift them up, Father. We ask you to bless them. And we ask you to use us this day on the radio program to proclaim your message. In other words, help us get out of the way and speak through us. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. All right. Thanks for listening this morning. My name is Gary Zimek. This is Spirit in the Morning, the Delaware Valley's only local Catholic morning show, the place where it's cool to be Catholic. We have fun with our Catholic faith. We have fun talking about Jesus Christ on this show. And we have fun just hanging out with you for an hour in the morning. On today's show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Monique Rubaroux. She is a pro-life OBGYN based in the Delaware Valley. She's going to tell us some of the great things that she is doing, especially with the 40 Days for Life movement. We're going to hear from Dr. Rubaroux. Also, Jason Collette will be here. He is the founder of a new newsletter. It's a free newsletter. It's called the Good News Newsletter. And their slogan is not left, not right, Catholic. It is a really cool service, so I look forward to talking to Jason later in the program. Right now, in front of me, because I am back in the studio today.
Really?
Dynamic, Dave Parker.
I thought we were Skyping. No,
we are not. Dave Parker, good morning.
In person. Good morning.
And the fearless one, fearless Frank Eliason. Obviously, you've got to be fearless to work with the two of us, right? Frank, this good news newsletter, not left, not right, Catholic. I mean, you've seen what Jason is doing. He's compiling these news sources. It's a really cool idea.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and because there's so much, I know I don't need to tell you this, there's so much division in the world. And you're left, you're right, you're conservative, you're liberal. You know, it's
and,
like.
And we have to find ways around that, but also find ways back to our faith.
Yeah.
You know, and allow that to drive it. And, you know, our faith is not left or right.
So it's a really, really cool idea to do this. And, you know, we can't bury our heads in the sand. We have to know what's going on in the world. Like you were saying on the show yesterday, we're in the world. Like it or not, we're here. And the Lord wants us here.
That's right.
Well, but the Lord says be, you know, not in the we are in the world, but not of the world. And that's what we have to always remember.
But I would say we are of the world. But we're part of it. We're what makes up the world.
Exactly.
I think that's a statement I'm not really a fan of, because I think people misanalyze it, and they don't realize that they, you know, we are the ones that make up the world, that we can actually change the world, you know, in the our approach to things, you know, and we're also not better than the world. We are part of it, and we are what makes it up. So now it's, how do we do it from a Christian perspective? How do we do it in Christ-like manner?
Well, that's what it's always meant.
And
right?
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's what, and that's the message.
I pushed a button.
That is the. We've talked about that before. You're right. I mean, and that's, look, it's up to me. It's up to you, Frank. It's up to Dave, and it's up to everybody listening. We have a job. We have a role to play instead of just complaining, you know, let's make this world a better place.
Yeah, and the challenge to that statement I sometimes find is a way of, like, deflecting. And I don't want to deflect. I want to sit and say, hey, you know what? We are part of this. And together, here's the things we can do and we can accomplish. And I think we see that. But sometimes it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's sometimes really, you know, it's taxing on us. Because sometimes we're like, right now, I think a lot of people are afraid of even professing their faith.
You know, absolutely.
And they're afraid to say, here's my views, because they'll get attacked or whatever. And these are the things we have to find ways to do it in the right way.
Well, here's an example. Our first guest, Dr. Monique Rubirous, she's a pro-life OBGYN. She makes no doubt about it. I mean, it's all over the internet. Everybody knows her beliefs. Do you think that's easy for her? Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's a difficult
thing. She wasn't always that way.
Exactly, right. I mean, we're going to have her. We'll talk to her about that. But she is willing to put her beliefs on the line. She lets people know, this is what I believe. If you don't want to come to me as a doctor, that's okay. But that's challenging. It's hard sometimes to stand up for our Catholic beliefs.
We have to be engaging, but in the proper way. Yesterday at St. Francis Cabrini, Monsignor McCormack he said, we need to assert, not aggress. I mean, and we've heard that many times.
Exactly.
Like, we have to engage, but in the proper way.
Exactly.
You know, not shrink from the world.
Exactly.
I do want to mention a couple of things. Of course, tomorrow is the March for Life, where we will be doing a special compilation show. We have had some awesome guests in the past few weeks talking about the March for Life, some of the pro-life superstars, Father Frank Pavone, Teresa Tomeo, and Jeannie Mancini, the president of the March for Life. Because it's difficult to get some of these folks on the day of the march, we wanted to put together – Frank's going to put together a compilation show.
We want to prepare people for the march. You know, a lot of people are going to be going down to the march tomorrow, and so you'll be driving. Certainly listen. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage of the pro-life march. Including the Spirit in the Morning with some great interviews that are 100% March related. And I think by doing this, it sets you off in the right thing. So encourage everybody on your ride down, listen to Holy Spirit Radio. If you lose the signal, that's fine. Use your phone and listen on via TuneIn. And, you know, you can listen to it the whole ride down. You can listen to it all day long.
There you go. And with that in mind, Frank, this press release from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, the Archdiocese to participate in the 2018 March for Life. And the release reads, thousands of faithful from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia will travel to Washington, D.C. Lots going on. On Friday morning, our Archbishop, Charles Chaput, will be celebrating a Mass down at the cathedral in Washington, or the Basilica in Washington.
And also, we will be carrying that live.
Excellent, excellent. But, you know, I would say it's still not too late to contact your parish, contact your archdiocese, and see
if
you can get on a bus.
The Shrine of Chestahova, any number of places have buses going down, so certainly it's not too last minute.
Because here's something cool. Pope Francis has granted a plenary indulgence to those who participate in the events surrounding the March for Life.
Beautiful.
So that's pretty cool. So there's an extra special reason to go down. But I would encourage you, if you're on the fence, and we've been saying this a lot, pursue that. You know, if you've never been to a march, make this year be the first year you give it a shot.
Last year on the bus, I approached the bus driver. I asserted. I didn't aggress. Could you put on 1570 or tune in? Or 1420 as we went south on 95.
That's good. It's good. You're always promoting the station. Good for you,
brother.
Dave.
I am, brother.
You really do a great job with that.
Do I get a – is there a plenary indulgence in that?
Next time I talk to the Holy Father, I'll check into that.
All
hey,
right.
Let's take a look at the weather currently at the Philadelphia International Airport. It's 19 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Today it'll be sunny with a high near 35. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 22. Then Friday, sunny with a high near 42 degrees. In Sellersville at the moment, it's 16. In Bensalem, it's 18. And in Westchester, 13 degrees. Chilly morning today, guys.
Yes, it was.
Chilly. It's downright cold.
It was kind of biting.
Yeah. It was funny. I as I'm turning into the driveway of the station, my car said 16 degrees, which is cold. But then as I just pulled in the driveway, it changed to 14 degrees. So I guess right here where we are in Doylestown.
There's a wind coming up.
I don't know
the
what
hill.
It is.
It
but
comes off the hill.
Whatever the case, that's very cold.
You have a talking car? It said 16 degrees?
Yeah, that's...
never mind.
There are cars that talk now. So it's
remember that old show, My Mother the Car?
Oh, I thought you were about to say Knight Rider.
I think it's time for the gospel.
I think it is too. Please.
Let's look at today's gospel from Mark chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him, also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. Jesus told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. It's one of those interesting gospels that, you know, what exactly is going on here? Well, the first thing we see is the unclean spirits, they recognize Jesus, and he has power over them. So sometimes we think like, well, we're in an evil world. There's so much evil in the world. There's nothing I can do. Well, the Lord is more powerful than any evil out there. He allows it to exist primarily because of free will. I can do good things, but I can also do bad things. But he's still in charge. We need to remember that. And the other thing is the people are coming to Jesus, flocking to Jesus in hopes of a healing. We all need to be healed in some way today. Maybe it's anger, it's impatience, maybe it's a physical ailment. Turn to the Lord today. Give him a shot. You know, Dave and Frank, sometimes we don't give him a shot.
No.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, he's real. We sometimes get overwhelmed by things, but we never turn to him and say, Jesus, please help me.
Yeah.
But the other thing I'm kind of taken by a few of these gospel readings lately is also the fact that, like, you know, he just cures these people, and then it becomes, instead of like, wow, this is great that you did it, it's me too, which we do as well, which is kind of an interesting little twist to that. I caught that earlier in the week, too, and I was like, hey, that's kind of just interesting to me.
That's it. And what's really great about that is this is how the Holy Spirit speaks differently to us. Through sacred scripture, you got a little something different out of it. Dave got something else out of it. I got another thing. He speaks to us every day if we read his word in scripture. I mean, it's a great thing.
And what I've been thinking about those small little evil spirits. I mean, they try to run at him in a way, and like thinking that they're powerful.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
And it's like, well, hey, you know, I'm going to get you, and then they go, then no, go away. I'm powerful, more powerful than you.
Exactly. When we come back, Dr. Monique Rubiru will be here. Please stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 18th. Today we celebrate St. Charles of Setzi. Some people go through life doing good deeds that attract attention. Others, like St. Charles of Setzi, just do good deeds. Born southeast of Rome in 1613, Charles was inspired by some of the early followers of Francis to become a Franciscan himself. In his autobiography, The Grandeurs of the Mercies of God, Charles explained, "Our Lord put in my heart a great desire to be poor and to beg alms for his love." The young friar got his wish. He served as a cook, sacristan, gardener, and beggar at various friaries in Italy. As doorkeeper, he was kept busy distributing food to the needy, but the more he gave away, the more alms increased. Charles also was sought for spiritual advice. One such person was Pope Clement IX, who called for the friar to his deathbed for a final blessing. On the surface, little in the life of today's saint was noteworthy, but if we go deeper, we see that his entire life was spectacular in his utter cooperation with God's grace. St. Charles of Setzi died in 1670. Pope John XXIII canonized him in 1959. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. with Gary Zimak.
I can see the tears filling your eyes, and I know where they're coming from. They're coming from a heart that's broken in two by what you don't see. The person in the mirror doesn't look like a magazine. Oh, but when I look at you, it's clear to me that I
that was Fingerprints of God by Stephen Curtis Chapman. Isn't that a great song? That always gets me going. Love that message. My name is Gary Zimek, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:19. Dr. Monique Rubirous is a pro-life OBGYN. She's based in the Meadowbrook, PA area. She's the author of Rising with Roses. She's also on the board of directors, executive committee of the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia. She joins us now to talk about some of the great work that she is doing when it comes to the pro-life movement. Dr. Rubirous, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming back on the show. You were on before, and we had such a good time. I'm so glad that you could come back on with us.
Always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Now, last time on the show, you talked about your conversion experience. You know, I want to talk more about the work that you're doing today, but if you can, in a nutshell, what was your story when it came to conversion? This, you weren't always somebody who embraced your faith and really practiced as you do now. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow.
So I would say probably about 5 years ago at this point, my marriage really was kind of on the downhill, and God restored it. And when he did that, he did it in a really big way. And I felt immense gratitude towards him, and I wanted to do something for him. And that really kind of led me outside of the abortion centers to pray for those who don't have a voice to pray for themselves. And from that point on, I really, he's led the way, and he surrounded me by a lot of people who have kind of helped me to follow his path, and he's provided a lot of opportunities, and I think he would probably do the same for just about anybody who decided to just follow him unconditionally. So.
And, you know, we were talking about this at the beginning of the show. Sometimes we're intimidated to speak out against abortion, to speak about our pro-life beliefs, even to speak about Jesus, because we're often afraid of what people will think of us. And I really admire your courage as a practicing physician to do what you do, because I'm sure you have met opposition. When you first made this decision to get out there and get involved with 40 Days for Life, were you frightened at all?
Absolutely.
Were you? Yeah.
Yeah. When I first prayed outside of the abortion center, I remember getting up probably every hour on the hour the night before.
Huh.
I was completely just petrified of going and standing out there with people that I didn't know in the freezing cold. I had no idea what I would possibly say or do, but, you know, you can kind of work your way into it. You know, the first time, second time you go, just go and stand and pray. You don't have to speak a word to anybody. It, you know, the presence of somebody who is prayerful and loving, who is just standing there and praying, makes such a difference as well, because this truly is spiritual warfare. And the presence of a person who is trying to be the hands and feet of Jesus and bringing that prayer to the site is so worthwhile.
Wow. Well, it's so good to hear you say that. I was doing a little research on the internet, and I found an article that was written about your work from Catholic Philly a few years ago, CatholicPhilly.com. And there was a quote from you. I want to share that with you and get your comments, because I thought this was such a profound statement. You said this: "As a physician, I took an oath to protect life. The pro-life movement is the group every physician should be involved with, trying to defend life from conception to natural death." Now, that sounds so obvious and so spot on, but do you get any resistance, any pushback from making comments like this, doctor?
You know, I mean, I am blessed to be working at a Catholic hospital where, all in all, there is a respect for life, and there's a love for life. So I'm blessed to be in that sort of environment. But when I go into the public sphere and I speak to people that I used to be very close to at times and work with, you know, on a political basis or whatever, absolutely. There are a lot of OBGYNs in particular who are for rights of abortion, and who thinks that it's something that should not be denied of anybody, and that we're infringing upon women's rights, and they don't understand how I could possibly be speaking out in the opposition to that.
Right, right. Now, if you could, I mean, I'm so glad you brought that up. Let's address that very question in case maybe somebody who is listening has that. You know, we don't know everybody who's listening. Somebody listening might have that belief, too. What would you say to someone who would say to you, you pro-lifers, you are not for women's rights, you're trying to stop my right to choose? What would you say to that person?
You know, the thing is with the pro-life position is that we are the most pro-choice group out there. We're absolutely for women making good choices, choices that will not hurt them or hurt anybody else, or for, you know, hurt society in general, their families. there are so many repercussions to the choice of abortion. Mm. It's not just that that woman temporarily gets to feel better because they're no longer facing the imminent danger of whatever situation it is that pushed her into abortion. Mm-hmm. Now she is facing a higher incidence of breast cancer. She's facing a higher incidence of preterm deliveries.
Wow.
She's facing a lifelong struggle with anxiety and depression. You know, sometimes children survive from abortions when they're done, you know, at a very late stage.
Hmm.
We have people like that in our society. And, you know, when you think about the trauma for the family members who have lost people, for siblings who later realize that they would have had another brother or sister, you know, it's all just truly denying society of that one precious gift of that individual.
Hmm.
And most often women don't truly desire abortion. They feel like they have to have an abortion.
Right.
Because they are stuck in this position, but they can't see a way out because they don't personally have the community or the friends or the family or the money or whatever. And all they can see is the roadblock ahead of them.
Mm.
But so often if we step in and we're willing to offer that assistance, we can help them navigate through those roadblocks and actually save lives.
It's so good to hear you say that because we've had a lot of people in the program who are involved in the pro-life movement, and that is the common message that we hear that these women, they're desperate and they don't know there's another option. That's why it's so great that people like you are letting them know that they have another option. Now, one of the problems, Doctor, every time we have you on, the time goes by so fast. We only have about 3 minutes left. I want to do two things. I want to give you a chance to talk about the upcoming 40 Days for Life movement and how people can get involved. And then I want to make sure you give out your contact information because I have known many women who are looking for pro-life OBGYN. So I want to make sure they get in touch with you. So if you could, talk about a little about 40 Days for Life and make sure you give your contact information.
Sure, absolutely. So I am at Holy Redeemer Hospital. I'm a pro-life OBGYN and my office is Natural Women's Health. So anybody can just go on their website, look for the office, and then, you know, get in touch with me in that way to make an appointment if they want to see me in the office. As far as 40 Days for Life, it's super easy. You just go to 40daysforlife.com, plug in the city that you're in, and all of the listings for Pennsylvania will come up.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe that every single person in the Philadelphia and surrounding areas should take at least 1 hour a month outside of the downtown Philadelphia abortion centers. There's two of them. One is at 12th and Locust, where we also have free parking available, and the other one is at 777 Apple Tree, which is closer to Chinatown. And both of these sites are super important because at each one, approximately 4,500 babies are killed a year. So
wow.
The presence there is really, really important. It is more challenging, but you have to think of it as this is a mission trip within our own city.
Mm-hmm.
And you are simply sacrificing 1 hour a month. If every single pro-lifer in Philadelphia gave 1 hour a month, we would have every hour covered.
Wow.
Because they're open.
There you go. Dr. Rubiru, thank you so much for joining us. Keep up the good work. Look forward to having you on again.
All right. Take care.
God bless you. When we come back, Jason Collette. Stay tuned.
Hey, Philadelphia, it's time to man up. Man Up Philly is back, and it's a celebration of 10 years in Philadelphia. This Catholic Men's Spiritual Conference will be held Saturday, March 3rd, at Newman University's Miranda Center. The theme, Christ Crucified, the Power and Wisdom of God. To celebrate their 10th anniversary, they're welcoming back Jim Towey, president of Ave Maria University and personal attorney to St. Teresa of Calcutta. Don Selesky, Stanley Cup champion with the Philadelphia Flyers. Philadelphia Eagle great Seth Joyner, author of the trilogy Fatherless, Motherless, and Childless. Brian Gall, Irish tenor Mark Forrest, and a favorite from Spirit in the Morning, Marty Rotella. And the concluding mass will be celebrated by the Most Reverend Archbishop Charles Chaput. So join Holy Spirit Radio's own Gary Zimak, Dave Parker, and myself
at Man Up Philly 2018. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit manupphilly.com.
Positively the best way to start your morning. Gary Zimak is on Spirit in the Morning.
I don't want to hear anymore. Teach me to listen. I don't want to see anymore. Give me a vision that you could move this heart to be set apart. I don't need to recognize the man in the mirror. And I don't want to trade your plan for something familiar. I can't waste a day, I can't stay the same. I wanna be different, I wanna be changed. Till all of me is gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright, the whole world can see that there's something different. So come and be different in me. And I don't wanna spend my life stuck in a pattern. And I don't wanna gain this world but lose what matters. So I'm giving up everything because I wanna be different. I wanna be changed till all of me is gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright. The whole world can see that there's something different. So come and be different.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. It helps if I push the button for my microphone. I'm Gary Zimak. That was Different by Micah Tyler. Thanks for tuning in today. The time right now is 7:33. Well, there's a new newsletter out there. It's called the Good News Newsletter. Their slogan is not left, not right, Catholic. And here's what they say about this newsletter. The Good News is a daily email newsletter that summarizes relevant headlines and important Christian news in light of Catholic teaching. Additionally, it provides links to inspiring and informative Christian content on social media. What a great idea. I think so many of us are fed up with getting the news in the mainstream media, but we got to get the news from somewhere. So this is a great approach. I really like it, and best of all, it's free. We've got the founder of The Good News with us today. Jason Collette joins us now. Hey, Jason, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, man, what a great idea. Jason, how did this come about?
Well, hey, I was working in Washington, D.C., and, I saw the political divide up and close, and,
yeah.
Even Catholics, they're working in Washington, D.C., they didn't get it quite
right.
The way you'd expect.
Yeah.
They'd go to church, and then they'd go back to their office, and they'd go back to their left or right-wing divides. And there's just too many Catholics out there that don't know their faith and need to be re-evangelized. So John Paul II really called us to a new evangelization. That's what we try and do. You know, we want to make it easier to be an informed Catholic, and we do that by you know, weaving the fundamentals of the faith into the news.
It's so important to recognize that distinction, isn't it? Not left, not right, but Catholic. And I think so many times, especially in today's divided world, we're quick to point fingers. You're liberal, you're conservative, you're left, you're right. But, you know, ultimately, we should be guided by Jesus Christ and our Catholic faith in everything that we do, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's 100% right. And what's great about that is the Catholic teaching is the truth. And that's what people are hungry for. They want the truth. And the Catholic Church has that. You know, it's not left-wing, it's not right-wing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's its own thing. And, you know, there isn't enough of that out there. And, you know, we're trying to give that to people.
And you're doing a great job. I subscribed earlier this week, and I get your good news newsletter in my email inbox every day. And I think it's a great and refreshing and easy way to focus on what's going on in the world, to stay informed. But also, you mix in many spiritual resources as well. Talk a little bit about the format, because I think our listeners are going to be excited to subscribe to this if they know exactly what's going on. Talk about the format, the mix of the secular and the spiritual that we can find in the good news.
Well, sure. Well, you know, first off, you know, we're called in 1 Peter 3:15 to always be ready to give an explanation for our hope.
Mm.
And so we want to equip people, you know, to be able to go out into their daily lives and to incorporate the Catholic perspective, you know, into, you know, the secular topics, you know, whether that's a water cooler at work with their coworkers or, you know, whether they're dropping off their kids at practice and talking to other parents there. And we want them to be able to talk about their faith and to be informed on that. So, you know, we can't just talk about just the church news and we can't talk about just secular news. We want to mix the two of them together. So we give little tidbits, you know, of secular news and of Catholic news. And then anytime, you know, we need to intertwine some, you know, Catholic teaching there, we go to the Catechism. We go to the USCCB, and we summarize the Catholic teaching, and we just incorporate in there. So that's how we approach things, and, you know, we want to make it easier to be a Catholic.
And yeah, you do a great job with that. And just looking at today's newsletter, you talk about Apple returning $250 billion to the U.S. You have a story on the 9 Days for Life novena. You have information about the stock market being up. You have a link to guidelines from the USCCB on Catholic investing. You have, I mean, so many good things. Why do young people leave the church? 8 secret acts of kindness that anyone can do. And you also include the daily mass readings, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, we go definitely into the faith, you know, and we summarize those mass readings because that's, you know, the fundamentals of our faith. You know, I keep saying it, too many Catholics don't know the fundamentals of their faith, so we got to get it out there reading the daily mass readings. We got to, you know, share the saint of the day or the song of the day or the hymn of the day.
Yeah.
You know, and we do that, or, you know, a quote from, you know, one of our prized saints. We have so much wealth of information and knowledge in the Catholic Church, and we got to share that.
And Jason, I think one of the things that you do well in this newsletter is you integrate our faith and our daily lives. I think too many times, even as Catholics, we are guilty of maybe compartmentalizing our faith. It becomes a Sunday thing, and then we go out and live the rest of the week doing what we want. But that's not what the Lord wants. He wants to be a part of our daily lives.
That's very true. I mean, no matter who you are, you know, you've got to make the decision to be a Catholic every single day. You can't be a Catholic when it's convenient.
Yeah.
And we want to help Catholics be, you know, fully informed and to go out there and live their faith every single day.
How do you make the decision as to what goes in the newsletter each day? Seems like it would be a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. We spend a lot of time sorting through the news. But, you know, there is a lot of good Catholic sources out there. There's good Catholic information, too. You know, everything seems to be overshadowed by the CNNs, the Fox Newses, the ABCs, the NBCs.
Mm-hmm.
But there is good Catholic reporting out there. And we go and we search that out. And so we go to the best sources. And it makes it a lot easier when you know where to look.
Right. And generally what you do is you provide links to external sources, correct?
Yep, that's true. You know, we summarize everything. So
right.
We make it easy to digest. So, You know, you could read all the news in a day in, you know, 5 minutes and be ready to go. But at the same point, we include links to all the information. So if you want to dive deeper into any of the stories and the topics, you know, you can do that throughout the day.
And I think that's great, because one of the big complaints that we hear from so many people is, I'm too busy. I'm too busy to understand, to take time learning about my faith, to even watching the news or listening to the news. I'm too busy. I'm too busy. But yet you provide it in a digest format for those who are busy.
Yep, and that's definitely our target. You know, Americans are busy right now, and they don't have time to read a full article, or, you know, they don't have time to open up their catechism.
Right.
And, you know, read what the church teaching is on, you know, whatever the topic of the day is. So, you know, we do that for them. We break it down, we summarize it, we put it there in a couple of sentences so you know exactly what's going on. And if you want to dive into it further later when you have some free time, you can do that. But, you know, we make it simple, easy, and digestible.
Boy, that is perfect. And what's even better is this is a free newsletter, correct?
Yeah, 100% free. You know, we do it because we want to spread the faith. So you can go onto our website at any time. It's thegoodnewsletter.org. Put in your email. You'll be subscribed, and we'll send it to you every morning right there at 6 a.m. It's completely free, so it's a great resource for Catholics.
And Jason, I totally agree, and I strongly encourage anybody listening to check it out and to subscribe to this newsletter. We are also going to put a link to your website on our website, spiritinthemorning.com. But once again, it's thegoodnewsletter.org. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's perfect.
All right, my friend. I really appreciate you coming on the show to share this good news with us, and I want you to keep up the good work and let us know if we can help you in any way.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you in everything that you do. You touch a lot of people, and you know, we want to reach a lot of people with the good news as well.
Well, we're gonna keep you in our prayers, and again, let us know if we can do anything to help you. Thanks for coming on the show, Jason.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. God bless you, my friend. That was Jason Collette from the Good News Newsletter. And I really encourage you to check this out. You can find out more information by going to thegoodnewsletter.org. You're going to get a very compact, digest, formatted newsletter in your inbox every morning. He said it's 6 a.m. Great ability for you to be able to figure out what's going on in the world from a spiritual perspective, whatever.
You were looking at
Dave
me,
Parker,
right?
Take over. I'm floundering here.
Hey, to that point, I guess what I just did on my smartphone.
What did
you
do?
The good news, not left, not right, Catholic. It was so easy, folks, to put it in my, you know, put it in my browser, and it came up. I'm really, I love news.
Because you're a news junkie or
I'm
a newsy,
junkie.
Whatever you call yourself,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to have this perspective because I think it's been woefully lacking. Because as you said, you know, in the MSM, Main Street Media.
Right.
Anyway, I mean, we don't get that. We get left, right, you know, and then we start railing at each other. And yeah. I want to balance. This sounds like a very balanced newsletter. I haven't looked at it yet.
It is. No, I think you'll,
just
I think
from this
you'll
interview,
be impressed.
I am so thrilled, and I'm excited about it.
Because, Dave, one of the things we try to do on this show is we try to integrate sacred scripture, the teachings of the church, into
Absolutely.
Our daily lives. And we want to help you do that. This is another way that you can do that. Because, again, we unfortunately can have this tendency to keep our faith in church on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
If we're not careful.
Exactly. It sounds like, and it looks like from my looking at it, a great distillation and put it in nugget form. I mean, because we are in a frenetic world and, you know, we can't sit and read all these articles. I
right.
would love to sit, but it might you know, it might take me an hour and a half, but we just don't have the time all the time. Because you and I leave the station, you have your thing, I have my thing, I have family, and everybody has a busy life. So this is in a very nice nugget form, you know. It's distilled down to what is important.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you, Jason.
So make sure you check that out, thegoodnewsletter.org. We'll have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. And one more time, while I have a few minutes before we go to break, I want to remind you about the March for Life tomorrow. Please, if you feel that call inside to maybe get involved, to maybe do something, pursue it. Call your parish. Check out what the Archdiocese is offering. I'm sure you can find room on a bus to be able to go down and stand up for life. just as Dr. Rubaru said in the first interview
Absolutely.
Today, it matters. It matters what you as an individual do. And it's okay to be scared, right, Dave?
Absolutely.
I mean, she said she was afraid the first time she got involved in the 40 Days for Life movement. Many years ago, I felt the call to join a group of people praying the rosary outside of an abortion clinic. I did that. I was scared when I did it. But it was an incredibly peaceful experience once I got there and realized it. So I would encourage you to maybe step out of your comfort zone.
And that's the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, he puts it on our heart to go and speak the truth, and but in a very civil, beautiful, welcoming way. We're not out there to be aggressive and go after the opposition, as it were, but in love, with love, you know, and, you know, spread the gospel.
And so keep praying. That's very important in terms of the pro-life movement. Keep praying and then do what you can, you know, whatever it is that you can do.
Yeah, you said, you know, I like the way you phrased it. I mean, we stand up for life. And then I went last year to the march. And basically so many people marching, but there are people in wheelchairs. There are people with canes and crutches. You don't have to if you have some, you know, restrictions about you, you know, like this St. Francis Cabrini bus is going to have an added stop much closer to where the Supreme Court is. So if you can't walk the whole march, but you want to go, I mean, maybe your bus would have a drop-off point closer so it wouldn't be a burden on you. And if that's what's keeping you from going, check it out.
Exactly. So keep that in mind. And also remember that we are doing a pro-life best of show tomorrow with an all-star selection of guests talking about the March for Life and the importance of the pro-life movement, because we have to, as Dave said, stand up for life. We as Catholics are pro-life. We believe in life from conception to natural death, and we're continuing to proclaim the good news about life. When we come back, it'll be time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Father James Keller founded the Christophers in 1945, he chose as our prayer the beautiful words attributed to Francis of Assisi. I'd like to share them with you now. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org, call us at 215-345-1570, or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
So much we have lost as we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked. One by one, the enemy is whispered lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God.
is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Come Alive, Dry Bones by Lauren Daigle. Let's see, where are we now? 7:52, I gotta get my bearings. My name is Gary Zimak, and it is great to be with you. Time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I love this one. Today we go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 12. The words of the Lord. Listen to this. And I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. Obviously, David Parker, mm-hmm. at the time this was written, mm-hmm. Jesus had not yet become taken on flesh. He mm-hmm. was not yet born. But this is the Lord God saying, I will walk among you.
Absolutely. Yes.
And 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, that happened when the Lord became flesh. The Word became flesh mm-hmm. and dwelt among us.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Really cool stuff.
Yes. And he
did. He's right with us.
And in spirit, he is with us now.
He is with us, and that's what I always tell you at the end of the show. And, boy, that is so important to remember. Now, again, I want to remind you, tomorrow we are doing a special March for Life program, mm-hmm. compilation of some all-star interviews with pro-life leaders that we're going to be broadcasting to get you fired up for the March for Life. Now, while I have a minute, next week on the show, we're going to be joined on Monday by Bill Donahue. Bill's a local guy. I haven't had him on the show yet, but he's going to be talking about a new project that he's working on with Chris Stefanik. The project is called Rise. There's a lot mm-hmm. of buzz about this, so I wanted to get mm-hmm. Bill on the show. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on. And also, Dave, I don't know if you're familiar with this series on the Holy Spirit. It's called The Wild Goose is Loose by Father Dave Pavanka.
I've heard of it, yes.
Well, Father Dave's going to be on with us next week to talk about this. Wow. Fantastic series.
We were talking
series.
About that yesterday at Bible study
really?
After Mass at Cabrini, yeah.
Yep, well,
so, yeah, that's all a buzz.
Yeah, you know. So we're going to get Father Dave on the show next week as well. All right, Frank Eliason, how are you?
Good.
All right. Things well?
You ready for the Eagles?
Let's talk. That's right. Let's talk. Okay. All right. Let me go first. Here I go. Mr. Naysayer, Mr. Skeptic, right?
Not after last week. You flipped, haven't you?
Okay. Here. Okay. I'm going to give you a little glimpse into my mind. Ooh. I'm on board. I think they'll win.
Oh, no.
But I know. That's what I'm thinking.
Come on.
Because I'm falling into the trap.
You can't do that to us.
I'm falling into the trap again.
We need attention here.
Because I think I found a way. They found a way to break my heart again, I think, because now I'm on board. See, last week I didn't expect us to win. Mm-hmm. But now that I think we're going to win, we're probably going to lose.
Because that's kind of what I'm thinking.
You're overthinking it.
All right. I'm going to turn it over to you guys. Dave Parker.
We're going to win. We're going to win. And as much as I mean, between the Vikes and New Orleans, I wanted the Vikes to win. You know, but I think we are going to win. I know we're going to win.
Frank? I'd much rather face that quarterback. Their quarterback, so certainly. The other interesting thing is the defense for Minnesota. It's been talked about how great they are and all mm-hmm. this other stuff. You know, and they're ranked one for a number of different areas within
yes.
defense.
Yes.
But then you take away the home games,
mm-hmm.
and they drop down to eighth.
Yeah,
which means they're much worse.
Mm-hmm.
On the road. You know, if they drop down eighth, they're probably even worse than that in many ways. And now you have them coming playing outdoors. And I know people say, oh, it's going to be 50 degrees tomorrow or Sunday, but it's going to be cold at night. It's
exactly.
still going down at night. Yeah. The game's at night.
Yeah, and they play inside one of the coldest regions in the country, but they play mm-hmm. inside.
So I think that there's certainly things to be positive about there. Mm-hmm. You know what? Leading up to this moment, I was leaning more towards a really tight another game, just like mm-hmm. Atlanta, probably down to the last second type
right.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think it's going to be a little bit bigger than that.
Wow.
I don't want to predict points wise.
I'm
but
not getting
I,
into
but
points,
on any, but I always think on any given, well, Sunday or Saturday now, because we've had playoff games on a Saturday, but on any given day, two teams of this caliber, anything can happen. I think we're going to win.
I'm going to say 19-10.
19-10. Okay. You were very close last time.
Yeah, I do think field goals are going to be the bigger deal.
All right.
Just because I think we will struggle getting into the end zone. I think mm-hmm. we will get some turnovers.
Yep.
I expect maybe a turnover for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
But I think 19-10.
All right.
I'm
we
hearing
shall
that
see.
Eye of the Tiger somewhere
all right,
in my
well,
memory.
Not this week.
We'll see. Hey, stay tuned. Maybe we'll get that. Maybe
we are going to win, folks.
Maybe we'll be hearing that soon. We will talk about this again on Monday. And again, remember the March for Life tomorrow.
Maybe we won't talk about it on
true.
Monday.
But let's remember the March tomorrow. And even if you can't go, there are many churches that are offering adoration so we can pray mm-hmm. in union with the marchers. It's really important for us to get involved mm-hmm. and to stand up for life and let the world know that life is beautiful. It's a beautiful choice. And as Dr. Rubaru said, we are pro-choice. We've got to remember that.
Yeah.
We're not trying to take away anybody's rights. We are trying to stand up for all life, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. we offer solutions to many people who have no hope.
God
and think
is the
there
author
is no way
of
out.
Life.
Exactly. Yeah. It's our pleasure to be here with you. We love being able to do the show with you. Kind of cool to be back in the studio today. Very quickly.
Your family's very grateful.
I know. I was telling Frank on the break, Dave, you know how I start the show. I'm always excited. I say, good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. Well, my wife, Eileen, and my daughters, Mary and Elizabeth, they're sleeping in a little bit because their college hasn't started yet.
Okay.
And I woke the whole house up yesterday. And I had all three of them saying, good morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning.
We make fun of you every day,
too. I know.
You're
you know really... what? That's okay because I get
when
excited.
You're here and even when you're not here. No, just kidding.
You hurt my feelings.
The past 2 days, we could just walk away from the camera.
That's right. That was right. Anyway, I have fun doing this show.
Our Skyping went well.
Yeah, it went really well. Yeah. We all get excited about doing this program. And all kidding aside, it's such a pleasure to be able to join you on Holy Spirit Radio every day on the program. We thank you for listening. Do us a favor. Spread the word. Let people know about Spirit in the Morning. I keep running into people who say, I love your show. And I say always, spread the word. Let people know that we're here. All right, got to run. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Make sure you turn around and say hi. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
God bless. Man Up Philly.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating